Welcome to the Parenting Revival Podcast, the go-to space for all things early parenting. I'm your host, Sharanya V, your partner in this wild ride called parenthood. As an early parenting coach with a background in family psychology, counseling, and pediatric sleep, my mission is simple: to help you shift from merely surviving to thriving. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey where early parenting becomes less of a struggle and more of a joyful adventure. So what do you do when you have a strong-willed child that just, you know, refuses to take no for an answer? How tough is it, right? I know how frustrating it is. I have a strong-willed child. I know I lose my patience. But there is honestly the simplest way for you to be able to speak to your strong-willed child, okay? So there's a variety of kids out there who have different kinds of things that they really, really want, okay? But the essence of all of this, right, no matter how difficult your children are, no matter how challenging it is for you, number one, remember, it is how you react to your child that is going to determine how your child is going to continue with that particular tantrum, okay? Number one. Number two, when your child does such a thing, your child is literally calling out for help. When your child is refusing to do something or throwing a tantrum or crying or shouting or hitting, it's only because your child is lacking something on the inside. And you as a parent, I know it's really tough, okay? I know it's really tough for you to stay really composed during a period where your child is just going amok. But it's super simple. It's connection. Okay, connection is the one thing that can calm your child down. Your child just needs to know that you are present and you are there for them, regardless. Unconditional love is what it is. Okay, so if you are getting angry and upset because your child is getting angry and upset, that just shows that there's no difference between you and your child. You are pretty much a child yourself. Sorry to say that, but that's the case. Okay, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you're not supposed to have any emotions or feelings. I'm saying go ahead and have all those big feelings. Go ahead and, you know, get angry and upset because you're human. You're entitled to all of this. What I'm saying is try not to use it against your child, or try not to use that as a weapon to break things and make things even worse than it already is with your child, right? You are the one who needs to set the example. You are the one who's got a bit more emotional regulation, actually a lot more, but I know it's tough, right? With your child, show it to your child. Show your child, be that model, be that example that you want your child to be. And in all honesty, when your child is in that situation, you can't really do much but be there. Because when your child is busy expressing themselves, you need to allow it. You don't want to suppress it. The more you suppress it, the more they will think that they're not supposed to feel this way and they're not supposed to do these kinds of things. Yes, there are boundaries. You need to tell them when and how to do it in a healthy manner. And this is something that you can continuously do. Teaching doesn't just happen in one instance. It happens continuously. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of progress. It takes a lot of effort on both your sides, right? I want to pause and introduce my 12-week signature Mom Revival program. In this journey, experience a unique fusion of pediatric sleep guidance, mental health support, couple wellness, and foundational parenting insights. It's your singular solution for establishing a resilient foundation as a young parent, crafting a legacy of happiness for decades. This program provides you 12 personalized coaching calls, each session tailored just for you. We will spend the first few weeks getting your child or children sleeping through the night, and then the focus will be shifted to you, your spouse, your parenting styles, and how to manage your household. Enjoy unlimited WhatsApp access and email support during the program, and you'll never feel alone. I will be with you every step of the way. You won't find this unique offering anywhere else, I promise you. Secure your spot for an experience that stands out from the rest. Embark on this transformational journey with my exclusive 12-week program priced at a refined $2,250. Visit sharanyav.com to secure your spot and check out my show notes for more info. the more composed you are, the more your child is going to be modeling amazing behavior by you, and the more your child is going to be like, okay, looks like this is the normal way to react. So it's okay to have those big emotions, right? So when you do have a big emotion going on for yourself as well, try and express it in a healthy way. And what do I mean by a healthy way? Just come up with certain things that you are allowed to do, for example, like count to 10, take a deep breath, drink some water. Make that something that you have printed out and stuck somewhere around your house so you can see it and your child can see it. And when that happens, right, when you have a tantrum and then you go to this chart, for example, and you look at it and you pick something from there and you're telling your child, okay, mama is really upset right now. Mama is really having like huge emotions. I can't do it. I can't talk to you. I need to take a break. And I'm going to pick one method from this chart. I know it sounds really like all over the top, but oh my God, it's so applicable. Okay. Pick something from that chart, demonstrate it. So just say you've picked drink some water, right? And then you pick up a glass of water, you mindfully drink it, not just gulp it down, mindfully drink it and tell yourself as soon as you finish drinking this cup of water, you're going to feel a whole lot better. And when you do that, you will believe it. And when you believe in it, you will really show it through your emotions as well, because there was a tiny little transformation that has just happened and your child has witnessed it. And the child is going to mimic you too. It's very cute. It's honestly amazing to see your child do this. So I honestly am going to ask you to try it out. Okay, try this method out. So remember, connection is so important. You have to model amazing behavior. But when you're upset as well, it's okay for you, your child to see you upset. Just demonstrate healthy coping mechanisms. And what I've shared with you is something that you can definitely take with you. Try it out and let me know how it goes. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Parenting Revival Podcast. If you found these insights helpful, or if you have burning questions itching for answers, don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, you're not alone in this parenting journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe, rate, leave a review, or simply screenshot this and share it on your socials. Your feedback means the world to me, and together, let's make tiny but mighty changes in your early parenting life. And for more resources and updates, follow me on Instagram at sharanyav.nestthrive. Until next time, this is Sharanya V signing off. Take care and keep thriving.